And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm Mike Harrison, and yes, we are always working on your financial freedom. It's my privilege to be joining you today, and today is another great day to be a real estate investor. The times are excellent right now. New construction of multifamily properties is trending down in most markets. Now, keep in mind, this is a national outlook, but we're just not getting the saturation that we got. And these multifamily properties, they take years to really develop through the entire process, 4, 5, 6 years before they're really online. And conditions have obviously changed the last couple of years. And so we're just not getting the saturation. It's starting to trend down. And market conditions and outlook are favorable with the likelihood of an interest rate deduction, not saying it's going to happen, and the stability provided by the recent passing of the OBBB. And if you don't know what that is, that's the one big, beautiful bill, as they call it. But that provides a little bit of stability for us, right? We're providing working class housing. And what do we not have enough of in this country is we don't have enough clean, functional places for people to live. And that is our product. And that's why one of the primary reasons we absolutely are bullish on real estate, single family and multifamily real estate. Today, I want to discuss some listener questions. And as a reminder, if you're stuck, if you have a question, just want to know where to start, please send me an email. I'm here to help. My email address is askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com. And I enjoy hearing from our listeners. Please reach out and I'll respond personally. So here's one from Carlos. Carlos says, Mike, I started listening to the shows and I'm hesitant to take on a big project of buying, owning, rehabbing, managing real estate. I'm married with young kids. I have a full-time job. And as simple as real estate ownership sounds, my concerns are that I'll be spending a lot of time and energy to begin this process. I don't want to complicate my life any more than it is. I know I need to transition to passive income, but want to be sure I have a plan in place before I make any major decisions. Great email. That is a smart and honest concern, Carlos, and it's one I hear often. First of all, I want to say you're not alone. Many of us are married. I had young kids when I started. I know investors today that have young kids. Andy Webb, he's got a young son. Many of us have demanding jobs. I had a demanding corporate job when I started. Look, we're all trying to build a better future, and we don't want to add chaos to our current lives either. Now, your position sounds exactly like mine, where I was 14 years ago when I started real estate investing. Sadly, 3 to 4 years prior to that, I listened to the show and I was stuck. I didn't do anything. Paralysis by analysis, and I was full of it. Although I knew I needed to make a change. I needed to find a different way to grow financially. But I literally listened to the same show that you're listening to right now for years before I finally decided to purchase rental property. I wish I had those years back. But let's break this down realistically. I want to say this. First and foremost, you don't have to start with a big project, okay? If that's your concern, you're imagining in your mind the hardest version of real estate, okay? You're imagining just a grinder, buying, rehabbing, managing residents. I want to share that you're really overthinking this. Real estate is easy. A job is difficult. I invest in real estate for many reasons, but one of the main ones is that real estate investing is not a job. I let other people do the work. I manage the process, but I let others do the work. Carlos, that's not the only way, okay? If you're worried about that, I'm going to say I don't even recommend you start there. If you're worried about taking on a big project, don't start like that. If you want a simpler path, consider passive syndication investing. That's what I do, invest in multifamily properties. It's where you invest capital into large apartment deals. Well, they don't have to be large. Heck, we invest in everything that's, you know, basically 12 units or larger. I've got investments in multifamily properties that are worth about $2 million, and I have some that are worth about $50 million. But you can invest capital into these apartment, multifamily apartments, and you're not taking on the heavy lifting. You become an equity partner. You get monthly or quarterly checks. If it's apartments, you're going to get quarterly. If it's single family, it's monthly. And that's it. I'm a partner in many multifamily properties in five different states. I've never even visited many of my properties that I'm invested in. Okay, so you don't have to take on a big project up front. Secondly, let's talk about your time up front is going to equal freedom later. Okay, your time investment is front loaded. I was listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio show just the other day. It was Al Gordon's show. And it's funny that you send this email and then I go back and think about that. But yes, I listened to the show, the other host. You've got Andy Webb, of course, Dale Walmsley. You've got Al Gordon. But I was listening to the great Al Gordon, and he was talking about how much time it takes to get started changing your life. You want to know what Al said? He said it like this, quote, "You can do this in a weekend or it can take you a year." Bam, a weekend or a year. It's up to you. What Al's talking about is getting the education and the plan to give you all the necessary guidance to buy real estate. Al was talking about our financial freedom seminar. And if you don't want to dig into single family homes, I get it. There's a fear factor there. That is how I got started. It's really simple. I think you're overthinking this, but okay, let's pivot. Let's become a passive investor. Sure, you're going to spend some hours up front getting educated. It's very important. You need to get a passive investor certification that we offer here at Lifestyles Unlimited. You need to build your plan. You need to essentially review that first opportunity when you get it. But that's going to come through networking and engaging with syndicators, with lead investors. But once you get involved, passive investing, it is absolutely hands off. Vet the deal, look at it. If it meets your criteria, subscribe to the deal, fund, send your funds in. And then you're done, my friend. You are part owner of that entity, and you've got a lead investor, a syndicator. You may know this person's a syndicator. We call them lead investors. They are handling the heavy lifting, okay? They're the general partner. They're taking care of the asset, but they're keeping you updated on what's going on, and quarterly, they're sending you a return, right? It's the cash flow from the property, and you're going to get a portion of that return each and every quarter. Now, you mentioned it. I like this. You already know you need passive income. This tells me you're ready. But I'm going to hit you with a bucket of ice cold water. Here's the truth. If you do nothing, your life is going to stay complicated forever because you're relying on active income. Okay? If you do nothing, you're going to be in the same boat next year, the year after that, the year after that, and the year after that, 10 years from now, 20 years from now. Passive income will buy you time, it will buy you peace, and eventually it will buy you choices, okay? You just need the smart, simple entry plan. I'll say it like this, I've said it hundreds of times, if you want to live the life that others don't live, you have to be willing to do the things that others won't do. If you want to live the life that others don't live, you have to be willing to do the things that others won't do. Let me conclude it with this. I've got three S's for you, remember them. Slow, small, smart. You don't have to go all in tomorrow. Do this. Listen to a few more radio show episodes. Again, podcast app's the easiest way for me, but you can always go to the website, lifestylesunlimited.com. But it's free to subscribe to the show, and you can listen to it in any time you want. You can listen to it. Attend one of our financial freedom seminars. That's the 16-hour education piece that Al Gordon was talking about. You can do this in a weekend, 8 hours on Saturday, 8 hours on Sunday. Yeah, you're going to have to make some sacrifice. You're going to have to give up a weekend. Attend one of our case studies, and we do the case studies monthly out of our offices. We also have them virtually online, and you can see people just like you that are investing in real estate. They're going to share everything about the property they purchased, how much they paid for it, the rehab that was involved, and then they'll show you the financials, right? Here's what I invested. Here's the return. Here's my equity capture. You will get to see everything. Talk to people that are doing this. There'll be dozens of people at our case studies that are active and engaged as real estate investors. Then you can explore that first passive investment. Even just $25,000 into your first deal, okay? You're not changing the world. You're starting slow, small, and smart. Or your first single family property. You may change gears and go, you know what? You're right, Mike. Owning single family rental real estate's not that big a deal. But what's going to happen is you're going to realize this is very doable without derailing your family life. Let me talk about the first property, not my very first property. I bought a house outside of Lifestyles Unlimited before when I was just saying, hey, I need to change my life. I need passive income. I need to do something different. Then I found Lifestyles Unlimited, joined, got educated, became a member, learned everything I didn't know, and there's quite a bit there. But that first property I bought using the Lifestyles Unlimited method, it teaches us to buy the distressed property, the property that needs love. And it was shocking to me because this first one I purchased was beat to heck, but it had great bones. It was in a good neighborhood. It was in a good city. The economics were there. It turned out to be an absolute fantastic property, but it was destroyed. Okay. There was some college kids that lived in there, and somehow the financing on the deal, the father and the son went in together to purchase the house, and their genius idea was the son could rent it out, right? The path to hell is paved with good intentions, okay? And these were, I guess, good intentions to build up the son's credit. Whatever happened, one thing led to another. House got destroyed. AC was taken out. The hot water heater was gone. They had cut holes in the walls. They had weird paint jobs, everything. I mean, it was a heavy lift on the rehab portion of it, and I was concerned, but I had a great GC, vendor of Lifestyles Unlimited. I had a plan. I had a method, and we turned that property around, and it was just a great rental for years and years and years. But it took taking action on that first property to really say, you know what? This isn't that big of a deal. This is not a big project. I wasn't doing the rehab myself. I was utilizing a computer, email, text, phone calls, viewing pictures. My GC would say, hey, here's the progress that we made this week. We got the flooring in. We're starting on the painting, or we're putting this here. We're redoing the cabinets. Here's the countertops that I got in. New AC was delivered. We got it installed. I had to put windows in this. Here's the new windows. They look great. But it wasn't that big of a deal because I was educated and I started with a plan. And I started smart. We'll pick this up on the other side.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
The Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Mike Harrison. I'm hitting some emails and discussions from our listeners. And my email address, I'm here to help. Reach out. I'm happy to engage in any questions you might have about real estate investing or Lifestyles Unlimited. But that email address is askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com. I'm a real estate investor. I have been for 14 years. I have properties in 5 different states, literally thousands of doors of multifamily properties. I started with single family properties, and I just continue on. I look forward to the next 14 years as a real estate investor. All right, now let's hit a different discussion. Let's change gears a little bit. And this is one I see this coming up a lot, but what the discussion is the idea of converting older motels into multifamily housing as an investment, okay? So see a lot of information online about this. It seems to be a hot topic. I mean, obviously there's not enough housing for people out there. There's a huge demand. I'm also in a chat group of investors. And, you know, the whole thought is with so much housing demand, especially for smaller units. Yes, apartment, multifamily units seem to be getting smaller. I guess that makes the rent a little more palatable. It seems like a great opportunity. What I want to get into is this something worth pursuing or is it too risky, right? Let's take this old, unused, dilapidated motel and let's convert it to multifamily housing and let's rent this out to people, right? Let's give people a place to live. It's a great thought. Again, it's a hot topic. Let me share this. A few years back on the show, I don't know when exactly, and I've kind of hit around this a couple of times, but I had found an article, and it was about a large real estate REIT, right? Real estate investment trust, and these are big. This is not what we do. If you invest in a REIT, you may think it's owning real estate. No, you're owning an investment that owns real estate. It's different than what we do. It's not true real estate ownership. But these REITs they have billions upon billions of dollars, right? And they're managed by, you know, all the names of the firms, the big money management companies. But they had purchased a mall. I think this was in the Northwest somewhere. And the mall was pretty much gone, right? All the major holders of the mall, all the big department stores and everything had moved out, but they bought this mall and they were converting it into multifamily housing. I've reviewed articles where, you know, some cities are trying to provide incentives to convert some of that unused office space to multifamily housing. There's a lot of this out there, okay? My conclusion then is the same as it is now. This process is very expensive, and in most instances, it's too costly to make a solid return. Again, we're investing in this to create passive income. We're building our wealth, okay? And to get into some of these crazy conversions are very, very expensive. At first glance, yeah, let's take this. It sounds brilliant. Let's convert a motel into apartments. Sounds like a brilliant, resourceful idea. The building's already there. The infrastructure's in place. The demand in housing for housing is high, right? Slow down. So on this particular discussion, I mean, there's a lot of people weighing in, and there are people that have done it, okay? I'm going to get into when this might work, okay, at the very end. But let me start here. The CEO of Lifestyles Unlimited, she's on this chat group, and she had an incredible point, okay? Bottom line, she said, you need to do a lot more research before diving into this. People are trying to convert everything to multifamily. As I mentioned previously, they're not running away from it. They're trying to change everything into multifamily for a reason. But just because the asset looks like a shortcut doesn't mean it is. And Lynn is exactly right. A lot of times these conversions will fail or underperform. I want to talk about four major risks associated with the cost of motel to multifamily conversions. One is the cost. It's the cost of compliance and upgrades. Have you thought about that? Hotels and motels are built to different codes than residential apartments. You may, the local code may require sprinkler systems, plumbing reconfigurations, ADA, right? The Disabilities Act, you've got to abide by that. You've got to do those upgrades. You may need to put soundproofing. You may have to run a bunch of new HVAC units. So there's zoning, there's fire code compliance. These costs can easily exceed $100,000 per unit, depending on the market, the size, the city requirements. And we're buying multifamily properties now, Class B and C properties, for less than $100,000 a unit. So this is, A, you got to buy the property, and then, oh yeah, we got to do the conversion, and we might spend $100,000 a unit on the conversion. What are you going to, you're going to have to rent that for a huge price, and again, these are small, right? Let's talk about unit size. Let's talk about layout challenges. Motels are often smaller than modern expectations, right? I did say apartments are kind of trending smaller, but you know, a motel room is really small. These are tiny units. They may only appeal to a certain group of people, seniors, students, transitional populations. And what are you doing? Lynn pointed this out. You're narrowing your tenant pool. Your risk increases because you're going from everyone needs a place to live to, hey, I have these units and it is appealing to only this small micro group of the larger group. Okay. Let's talk about political hurdles. Yes, political hurdles. Cities may want more housing. Okay. They all say they want more housing, but then they fight you on rezoning or permitting. Not every municipality is going to be cooperative, even if the building is vacant, right? Politicians are a different breed. You may run into NIMBY. NIMBY, and some of you may have never heard that term, NIMBY. What does that stand for? Not in my backyard. There's a lot of opposition to stuff like this, especially in suburban areas. Imagine buying the property and you want to go through the conversion and all of a sudden there's some local outrage by the people that live in the area because they don't want a multifamily property in their backyard. Something else you probably haven't considered, exit strategy. Right? Everyone's like, oh, it would be beautiful to convert these hotels into multifamily. I'm not saying it hadn't been done successfully. It has, but it's been done by people that understand what they're doing. But exit strategy, a lot of people don't think of it. They say, well, I'm going to invest into it. Well, when is that investment going to run full circle, and how are you going to exit out of that investment? Okay, these are non-standard assets. They could be hard to sell. You're creating this one-off project. It's going to be a small buyer pool. That's going to limit your ability to exit cleanly. And unlike traditional multifamily properties, there might not be clean comparables. What's a comparable? Well, I'm telling you, a comparable is where you say, hey, I'd like to sell this multifamily property. Yeah, it used to be a hotel, but we converted it, I don't know, 5 years ago, and we've been renting it out, and we see the value as this. And what are you comparing it to? Are you comparing it to a normal standard Class C, Class B multifamily that's in the area? Well, yours is going to appraise differently most often, and try educating an appraiser. Good luck with that. I've dealt with a lot of appraisers, and appraisers are pretty much set in their way. It is what it is. So you may struggle with some clean comparables to put a value on your property to even exit it and sell it to a small pool of buyers. To be fair, to give this question both sides of the coin, so to speak, when might this work? Okay, I'm going to say in very specific cases, this can work if you're in a housing-starved market. The city is supportive and flexible. You're going to need that. The city base on your team. You're going to need them on your side, and that's difficult to do sometimes. You're going to need experienced partners. You're going to need someone who has experience doing this. And you're okay targeting a niche tenant base, as I mentioned, like seniors or transitional housing. But I want you to understand, this is not a beginner move, okay? This is development level risk. Do not confuse this with passive real estate investing that we teach and talk about here at Lifestyles Unlimited. If your goal is passive income, predictable cash flow, time freedom, stick to proven models. Single family rentals in growing, stable economic markets, syndicated multifamily opportunities with experienced operators. I like both of those. I've invested in both of those for 14 years. But chasing some complex conversion, that's like deciding to start your investing journey, but you know, you might as well flip a hotel into a cruise ship. It sounds impressive. It's high risk, high effort, and it's a distraction from the real wealth building tools that work long term. I don't want you to confuse, and we talked about this earlier, go back in the show, good intentions with risk, okay? Now, I know some folks that have done this and they've pulled it off. These are people that are highly experienced, high net worth folks. They've got teams in place. They know how to do the analysis up front It's got to be the perfect property, and the costs have to be set at a certain point. And they have a plan. They know who they're going to target. They know how they're going to do the rehab. They know all that before they even get into it. And if they run into any roadblocks, they're not going to do the deal, okay? But don't confuse good intentions with risk. Now, let's close out the show with this last question. And this is from a real estate investor. I know this individual, but he says, Mike, how do you view real estate ownership as a wealth building tool? Okay, this one's interesting. Let's talk about something fundamental. Why real estate ownership is one of the most powerful, repeatable, and accessible wealth building tools on the planet, because that's exactly what real estate is. When people think of wealth building, just general, right? And only 7% of us are real estate investors, okay? Truly own rental real estate. 7%. So we're unique amongst the crowd. But the crowd thinks of wealth building. They think of working harder. They think of getting a raise or a promotion. They think of investing in stock. And I'm not going to say those things don't matter, but they rarely lead to financial freedom. Those things don't buy your time back. Real estate does. First of all, leverage. Okay. With real estate, we can use other people's money to build net worth. It is a beautiful, beautiful thing. I'll give you just a very simple example. Okay. Let's say $250,000 rental property. Let's say we're all in for $50,000, right? Now, I'm not going into the Lifestyles Unlimited model where we're going to buy a dilapidated property and grab that equity capture. But let's just keep this simple for this example. $250,000 rental property, $50,000 down. Day one, you are controlling a $250,000 asset. When that asset goes up 5% in value, you made $12,500 in equity growth, okay? Appreciation in that's the appreciation of the entire $250,000, not the appreciation of your 50. You're earning it on the entire asset. Here's another one. When the resident pays the mortgage, right? Because that's really what they're doing. They're paying you rent, and then ultimately you're paying your mortgage. Your equity is growing then. Even if you never touch the property again, okay, it's still growing each and every month, each and every year. Try doing that in the stock market. You know what that's called? It's called margin, and it's dangerous. Real estate leverage is safer, it's long-term, and it's inflation protected. Let's talk about cash flow. What is cash flow? Cash flow is nothing more than income that buys your life back. Every rental property you own is a little money machine. It's a little golden goose. And when these are done right, you're going to get a check each and every month. That's cash flow. It's money you don't work for. Look, your property doesn't care what your job title is. Your property doesn't require 40 hours a week. After you have enough investments, enough properties, you're going to reach what's called the crossover point. That's when your passive income equals or exceeds your living expenses, your financial requirements. When your passive income gets greater than that, you're financially free. Okay. At that point, you're not working because you have to. You're working because you want to. So cash flow is nothing more than income that buys your life back. Now, I touched on appreciation. Let's go into inflation protection, right? A lot of people don't think about this. Over time, property values will go up. Okay. Maybe not every single year. I actually remember reviewing a chart for this show, and there's a few years where property values don't go up. And again, real estate is local. Okay. It depends on where your property is, what neighborhood it is, what city it is, what state's it in. It's all local. But bottom line, inflation helps you. Okay. As the dollar becomes worth less, and there's inflation each and every year, sometimes it's really high, right? We've gone through this. But your fixed rate mortgage, and we teach you to put a fixed rate 30-year mortgage, your fixed rate mortgage is going to stay the same. What else happens over time? Rents and values continue up the whole time in the background. You're winning on both sides of the equation. Your income's increasing, and your debt gets easier to pay off as you go. Let's touch on tax advantages. With real estate as an investment, as a wealth-building tool, you know what? We are keeping more of what we make because of the tax advantages. Real estate is treated better by the tax code than pretty much every other investment out there. Okay? It is treated well. The IRS treats real estate ownership very well. We have depreciation. It's a phantom loss, but it shelters our cash flow from tax. We have a 1031 exchange. What is that? That's where we can exchange, essentially move from one property to another property or to two more properties or to three more properties or however. But essentially, this is a tax code and it's been around for over 100 years. It's the 1031 exchange. We are rolling profits without paying capital gains. Let's talk about cost segregation and bonus depreciation. This is true in multifamily syndications. We're wiping out six figures of income on paper. Okay, again, phantom losses, but cost segregation, bonus depreciation, again, just stabilized with the OBBB, one big beautiful bill, but it's there. It is in our favor. So we're getting paid cash, we're growing in equity, and we're paying little to no tax along the way. Lastly, real estate, control and predictability with stocks. And I was a stock investor for many, many years. What I hated was I can't control what happens. Okay. I can't. I have no control. There can be some news story comes out or something happens here or whatever in the world, and my investments lose money in the stock market. I have no control whatsoever. Mutual funds, stock market's dropping 30% in a day. You put in your sell order, you know when those are handled at the end of the day. Lastly, they don't happen as soon as you put in your trade or your sell order at 11 a.m. on a Tuesday because the market's tanking. They happen at when the closing bell hits. That's when all your mutual funds, your sell orders, your buy orders, that's when all of those are rectified after whatever action and panic is going on in the market has already happened. Again, you have no control. You can't get out of the way. Dale Walmsley calls it a bullet. What can you get out of the way of? A bullet? No, you can't get out of the way of a bullet. Let's say you're standing on train tracks. This is real estate investing. And someone says, hey, eventually a train is going to come through here. Well, you know what? Before that train comes, I'm going to step off the tracks. That's real estate. We can choose the market. We can choose the property. We can choose who we rent that property to, right? The individuals that are staying in our clean, functional places, our best product, best price. We can control how it's managed, and then we can add value through renovations and improved operations. So that's wealth growth in real estate. Along the way, I always remembered, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.